Podcast. With your hosts, Trisha and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Is this where I kick into my intro?
Yeah.
Okay, so listeners, viewers, this is the first time I've really podcasted for my show out of my podcast bedroom studio. So I'm a little nervous to be here with like a group full of people. So we're just going to go ahead and we're going to get into it. I'm going to do my crappy little intro, okay? What's up, Scoop Podcast? I'm your host, Erica Krupen, and on today's episode, we have a special, special episode. I not only am your host, but we have co-hosts. We have Trisha.
Hi.
We have Dave.
Hello.
And we have Kylie.
Hello.
Hello. And they are from the Elite Life?
Right? Elite Life Podcast.
Oh, goodness. Elite Life Podcast, and I'm really excited because, like I said, I am out of the podcasting studio bedroom, and we are at... We're at a lake house. And for the longtime listeners, you guys know that I want a lake house. I want to manifest a lake house. So what better way to manifest than to get around folks that have lake houses? And my husband was looking up lake houses this morning as he was on the toilet.
You're both manifesting.
We are in this together. But this is part two of the podcast. If you want to know about how to start a podcast, the ins and outs, go ahead and listen to part one. But on part two, we're going to talk about monetizing the podcast. Because here's the thing. Podcasting is expensive. It can get very expensive. It's super time consuming. And if you're not good at something, it's important to outsource it. And that costs money, right?
Yes.
Right. And so we all want to make some money.
Yes.
Yeah, so are you guys monetized yet on your pod?
No.
That's why you're here today.
Okay.
So you want a lake house and we want to monetize our podcast. Look at this. This is a win-win. Get around people that you can give and get.
All right, so perfect. So when we talk about monetization, like what does that mean? Basically, you're taking your asset, which is your podcast or your social media, and you're going to make money with that. Okay, so if anybody was unsure about like the monetizing. Now, why should we monetize? Why do you guys want to?
To make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to get big. We want to make bank.
Well, I feel like the more, I mean, obviously everybody's got bills to pay, but I feel like too, when you have sponsors, you expand your reach as well.
Yeah, and it opens up doors to other opportunities, right? Like you work with Jobber and then you get to speak on stage and do fun things and fly around. And I want to fly around some more. Like I don't fly around enough yet.
And Erica knows I'm never flying anywhere. So
I'm going to be driving around. And when I was listening to Dave talk about all the things that he does, in my brain, I was thinking, cha-ching, like how much money that would cost me to be able to do that. I mean, it would probably be $400 or $500 per episode for all the editing, all the uploading that you do, the producing. It's very, very expensive. So getting these sponsors or AdSense or the different revenues to be able to pay for that so you're able to outsource it is going to be able to free you up because as content creators, we're creatives, right? And if we're bogged down with the stuff that we're not good at, it will just deplete your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen to you guys ever?
Yes.
Yeah, because, right, you want to, what do I always tell you, Kylie? Are we doing money-making activities?
Yeah.
We love podcasting. It's so much fun. But if you're always doing it for free and pouring money into it, eventually it'll become not something you can keep doing forever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because time is money. So if you're spending, I mean, there once a month we spend, 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah,
doing this. And then again, like you just said, the countless hours that Dave puts in to make the train run.
And most people don't have a Dave. So we're teaching you how to have a podcast. We got to teach you how to be able to do it.
Be a Dave.
I know. When he was talking, I was just staring. I was like, oh, my goodness. He's doing so much stuff.
But he did. I mean, if you haven't heard part one, go back and listen. Because Dave did drop a bunch of knowledge as far as, like, software you can get into, websites you can use, for reasonable prices that won't break the bank, especially if we can dig in and get some sponsors, even if it's not like a bajillion dollar sponsor, you know?
We'll drop Dave's info too. You can always hire him as well.
There we go.
Till you get good.
And Dave, your guys' podcast is way better setup than what I have. I mean, you guys have the cameras, you have the lights. It's beautiful. I'm in my podcast studio. I record my podcast off of my iPhone that just links up to my laptop, and that's how I record stuff because I didn't have a ton of experience. I didn't have a Dave. I had a Mr. Producer, but Mr. Producer lives in Atlanta, and so we did everything very remotely. So if you don't have the money, you don't have the finances to be able to put the money into it right away, you can have the iPhone that can record your stuff, and then you can get a what soundboard do you use?
I use a Tascam Mixcast.
Okay, because I had the Rodecaster, and that was like $120. And
that's not bad.
Yeah, it was super easy, and that's what I used for the first couple episodes until I got the MacBook, and then I could toggle back and forth because it sends the audio over to the MacBook, which is really, really nice. And I record on Wondershare. What did you say that you record on and edit on?
Adobe.
Adobe, okay.
Pro. Mm-hmm.
So with Wondershare, you can actually edit and you can record into it, which is nice for somebody that's on a budget and for somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. It's super user-friendly. Now, when we're talking and we're doing the podcast, we want to be talking to people. We want to grow an audience. What have you guys been doing to work on growing your audience?
We share on our socials. We invite people via DM. Like, I've been DMing people and just starting conversations like, hey, do you listen to podcasts? Because, like, our listeners know that when we started this, Trisha was like, we should start a podcast. And I'm like, nobody does that. Like, nobody's listening to podcasts. She's like, get out from under the rock right. of motherhood and come back to the real world. This is what people are doing now. Nobody's listening to the radio anymore because it's absolute trash. So, and as Andy said, don't be trash.
Yeah. We also have an email drip campaign as well through Kajabi. So, like, because we started as a real estate show, you can get a list of all the realtors in the state of Michigan from Lara, which is like the Michigan website, and then you can load that in Kajabi and then you can drip on them. So if you work in a profession that is licensed by your state, you may be able to get a list of all of those people licensed and then be able to create a drip campaign out of it, or get subscribers and create a drip campaign out of that.
Now, do you teach that on MyStars Academy?
That is a great question.
No, we don't.
We don't.
Maybe
not yet.
Add it to the list. Because I've signed up with Kajabi, and then I unsigned up because I'm like, I don't understand how to use this. This is too hard. I can't even figure out MailChimp right now. Like, that's how bad it is. But it goes to show that if you have help, you can do whatever the heck you want to do.
Yeah. So you use a CRM. Your CRM does not have a drip campaign in it?
No, Jabber does not.
Okay. So that's what we utilize Kajabi for. So Kajabi is our online space where we've loaded our courses. So if you are in real estate and you would like to learn how to be a better realtor and do the job amazing and conquer social media.
Or if you're looking to get your license, we can help you because we partner with some amazing licensing schools.
Yeah.
So we've literally got it all. If you want to be a real estate agent, that's where it's at, MyStars Academy.
So that's what we utilized Kajabi for, was to load our courses, and then the back end of Kajabi has the CRM with the drip campaign.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so if you don't have a drip campaign and you're just kind of trying to do social media stuff, you need to – obviously, you have to grow an audience. And there's different levels of audience, and there's different levels of being an influencer. You have your nano influencer, which is 100 or 1,000 followers to 10K. You have a micro influencer, which is like 10K to 100K. You have your mid-tier influencer. Then you have your micro influencer. And then your mega, where you go to 1 million followers. And at different levels, that's when you can ask for – different amount of money, right? You can't go in asking for like $100,000 for a campaign when you have 1,000 followers. Like, that's just not, you know, that's not going to happen. So it's really important to start building up your followers. And different ways to do that is by connecting to them. And like we talked about previously, where you were saying that we can't just talk about just our one niche. Like, you guys just can't talk about real estate. So you branched off. So what are different things that you guys are talking about on your social media to hit different people, to bring them in?
We talk about stuff that will appeal to entrepreneurs. I mean, we talk about advertising. We talk about setting goals. That's personal and professional. Just life hacks, travel tips. I mean, we've talked about so much parenting. We've talked about books so much.
Yeah, I feel like we really work off of kind of like two avatars, which is like Kylie's life and my life. So yeah. Like Kylie's life is like moms, right? So we interview lots of like what we call super moms. Yep. Like this mom ran 52 marathons. This mom, you know, runs her own cleaning business. And then like we capitalize on my side where we're talking about skydiving and running marathons, and then we're both entrepreneurs, so we're talking about growing your business and growing your marketing and growing your branding, and then we sprinkle that little bit of real estate in, and then we get some fun stuff in there too, like we had Trey Little, he's a rapper, or our grandma because she's just hilarious, or
we'll work with like the season. So like in December we had a whole episode just reliving, you know, fun holiday movies, and we talked about tips on making it through the holidays, you know, and maintaining your mental health and not getting stressed out. So we do talk about a lot of different spaces.
That's why we're the elite life. We talk about how to like make your life better. Like how do you continue to make yourself and make your life better? And that encompasses everything, your business, your mental health, your physical health, all
your relationships,
of those
personal and professional.
Yeah.
You guys forgot the dog mom. You didn't say anything about the dog mom. I'm like, you're not going to talk about your dog?
That's Trisha's side.
I know.
I have a dog now too, but she's way more into her dogs than I'm into mine.
I am. But you know what? We haven't done any podcasts about dogs though at all. That Uh-oh. Like it's all over my social media. Mm-hmm. You'll see all the videos and reels of my doggos, but we haven't had any podcasts about it.
Well, you might have to pepper them in because then this way you're able to bring sponsors in on the topics that you're talking about and on the topics that your viewers are vibing with. And people spend money on their dogs. They will go deep into the podcast. It's for their dogs.
Oh my gosh. I spent, no joke, every time our dog food hits, because our dog food is, what is it, Farmer's Fresh.
I.e. bougie dog food.
No joke. It's like, it hits my Amex for $500 a month, and I'm like, why is our dog food so expensive? And
girl,
it's like, that's a Frenchie, man.
Because it's good. It's high quality, right?
And I'm over here feeding Tigger my Heinz 57, like, straight Iams all day.
Billy would rather starve. She is so bougie.
That's because you have raised her bougie, whereas Tigger's like, I'm just happy to be here and get remembered.
I'll eat some Cheerios. It's fine.
Dude, what I've noticed is I will feed him when we get home, and he will wait to eat any of his food until I'm cleaning up supper. Because he's like, what you gonna scrape in my bowl, Mom? Yep. I know you got some leftovers. Like, my dog has zero shame.
That's hilarious. No, but that's the kind of stuff you want to think about. You want to think about your audience. You want to think what you get behind, what you like. So then that way when you're talking about products, you're reaching out to these companies, you're able to be like, hey, I use your product. I like your product. I did the research. I put together a media kit, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But then when you're making that video, if you're faking it, the audience can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to be able to be behind that product and be able to put a video out. Because I noticed that when I would do like a scripted video for one of my sponsors, it sucked. It took me so long. I scrapped it. But if I just went off the dome and I'm like, this is why I love it, blah, 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 blah. Perfect. Such a good video. So when you reach out to them, you want to put together a social media kit. Now, do you guys know what the social media kit is?
No, fill us in.
Okay. I'm going to say you don't actually have to have one, but it's good to have not only for yourself, but for, you know, for these sponsors. You're going to want to have like a bio about yourself. You're going to want to have your pictures. You're going to want to have like what your niche is, what's the focus, because you want to know that kind of stuff. These companies are going to want to see your social media accounts on all your different platforms. Okay, they're going to want to see your Instagram, your YouTube, your Twitter, your TikTok. So you want to build that up. And then you're going to also want to be able to monitor your statistics. So if you don't have a business account, you're going to want to switch over to one because they're going to want to be able to see the back end. Okay, so that's really important. And then what your engagement rate is. And engagement's really important because some people will just post and ghost. And I notice you guys are very good about building a community and talking back and forth with your people, which is very important. Now, I am curious, how do you guys go about doing that? Do you schedule time to respond back to people, or do you just see on your phone, like, somebody commented, so I'm just going to write them back?
Yeah, that's usually how I do it.
Yeah, I kind of like throughout the day, I usually am like with my meals, right? Like breakfast, okay, I'm clearing everything from the night before. Lunch, I'm clearing everything that came in since breakfast. Dinner time, I'm clearing everything that came in since lunch. So I am very much a person that can leave nothing undone for the day. So if
she deletes stuff off her calendar.
Yeah. So my text messages, it gets responded to and it gets deleted. My emails, it gets handled.
I know.
And it gets deleted.
I gotta go.
My calendar, it gets done and it gets deleted. When I put my head on the pillow at night,
I'm telling you,
every single thing is done and empty. My inbox is empty. My text messages are empty. Every single person who comments on something for me is responded to. Even like my birthday is one of the most anxiety filled days because I will respond to every single of the 875 people. Thank you for my happy birthday. It is every single one. And I don't go to bed until it's done.
You can take your birth date out of Facebook, just so you know.
Yeah, no, every single one. But I wouldn't want to, because think of how happy the algorithm is at that point in time.
Like, I know.
I have my Facebook set up and my Instagram, because now I get paid by Facebook and Instagram for my interactions. And so, of course, like December was a great month for me because it's my birthday. So I have all of those interactions and content. It was Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I have all of those interactions and content. Trent's birthday, all of those interactions and content. So it gave me great anxiety, but it gave the algorithm great happiness. So,
yeah. So for those of you who are not visually watching us on YouTube, Erica's face basically fell off of her head when she learned that Trisha, she does not archive them. She deletes them. Yeah. And I'm like, how do you know what you said? And she's like, it doesn't matter. I don't say anything that I'm worried about. And I'm like, no. Oh my gosh, I spill too much tea in my text messages. I
want to show you my phone. You would be just disgusted with how many texts.
You're going to send her into a panic attack. Don't show her.
I got 56 text messages that haven't been read yet.
Yeah, no. Every single one.
Okay, I'm going to be better. I'm going to be better about this. Okay, regroup, Erica. All right.
I have a question. So with your followers, do you ever buy followers to get your numbers up?
No. Mm-mm. No,
I saw that. So I met with Andrew the other day, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know, in the beginning, I was trying to buy views and followers and stuff like that. Like Fiverr, you can just $5 and you'll get X amount of followers or views. And
he goes, what?
Yeah. So he goes, you know what that is? He goes, let me show you. He pulls out his phone. He brings it up. He's like, this is what it is. This is called a click farm. And it literally showed people overseas sitting there in front of 30 or 40 phones and literally just going click, 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 click on every one of the phones.
That's nuts.
Right. So you have followers, but they're not really followers.
Well, you're not going to get the engagement with them.
You're not getting any engagement. Even if you do views, he did the same thing. He said he showed the same thing. It was like people, and he showed, here's a big one, and he showed it, and it was like, I mean, it must have been 40 desks. And people sitting at the desk, just sitting there just doing this.
But it gets you to these numbers to get you those sponsors, yeah, right?
But it's vanity metrics. So say, for instance, if you get to that, right? So you have that the company wants you to have 5,000 followers. All right, cool. So you get in there, but then you start making videos and then it's not performing. You're not having the conversion rates. Then they're having the conversations with you. Like, you have the numbers, but your audience is not engaged. What's going on?
So they will ask those questions.
Oh, yeah, especially if they're paying
you.
Just
on YouTube, you got to have so many, you know, so many of your videos viewed for how many hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all those new viewers are watching it.
Nope.
You pay for view. They literally show you. You can go through and look, and they're like, you know, they look at it for less than 30 seconds.
So that's important to know, because if you get in and you start buying these things and then you get those sponsors, you're going to have some splaining to do.
It's not sustainable, because I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm just like, getting organic watch hours it's work.
Mm-hmm.
It's work.
Yeah, you got to hook them. Then you have to kind of keep their attention. You got to, you know, dangle something in front of their face and then be like, I'm going to talk about it later. And then hopefully, you know, they last to the end. I mean, there's times where I'll mention something at the end of my video and somebody will comment about it. And I'm like, you made it all the way to the end. You're amazing. Thank you. You're OG.
Right.
You know, and it's just hard. It's really hard to get the views and to get the followers right now, because after 2020, you know, TikTok was wild, right? It was a wild, wild west. People were just putting raw information out there. But then something changed where it was like overproduced, overproduction. And it's hard for people like us that are just trying to figure it out, that don't have those large budgets, to be able to come up with that content, produce that content, and keep so much of it going, where we get burnt out. So now there's this huge change of going back to slower paced, longer form content, connecting with the people on the other side of the camera, because a lot of us are lonely, or a lot of us are stressed out. So there is a big shift right now. So for somebody that is struggling with content, try doing that type, that more personable, slower paced content.
I love that. And one thing that we haven't really mentioned that is something you do have to kind of think of from the front is your frequency and when you're going to go on, because I know that that goes into it as well. When we were first building our podcast, making sure, like, if you release, like, we release on Thursday, so you need to release every Thursday, you know, at 10 a.m. Like, you pick a day, you pick a time, and then you become consistent, just like YouTube, you think of television, just like your TV show back when we all used to watch TV when we were kids, right?
Remember the program guide?
Yeah, your TV show would come out. You know, it's Friday night, TGIF, 6:30 p.m.
Sister is on, y'all.
Let's go watch Urkel. YouTube feels the same way, and they want to see your stuff go out at the same day, at the same time. Now, I have seen some different schools of thought on that where, you know, maybe if you're first starting and you don't have a lot to talk about, you put something out once every other week. I think somewhere you mentioned once a month. We do once a week. I noticed that people, I was talking to Brian Fullerton one time, and I think he said he was up to like three times a week. And
that's,
he's like,
nuts.
Yeah, he's like, it's absolutely exhausting, and I wish I wouldn't have done it, but it does help you to catch fire faster. I sent Kylie an article the other day. The guy was making what, like $52,000, or it was something wild, like $25,000 a month or something off of his podcast.
Wow. Yeah. He was.
A month, $25,000. And he said, like, his secret was, like, he does twice a week every week. But he had some other stuff he started with. Like, he was in economics or something, and he started with, like, a newsletter and got all the subscribers from the newsletter and hooked them that way. And then when he went onto the podcast, of course, they all followed him from the newsletter to the podcast.
Yeah.
So
he started with, like a Substack or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. That's good to have the followers. And then if you're like, okay, we're gonna reach out to companies, we put together the media kit. You guys just do some research online, type in media kit. There's a ton of information. You can put together what you need to put in there. But what you need to do is you need to figure out, like, who are you going to reach out to? How are you going to monetize? Because there's a slew of different ways that you can go ahead and you can do that. You can get sponsors by companies. You can do AdSense, which is through Google. On YouTube, you can also do affiliate links. Affiliate links are if there is a product or something that you want to sell, even through Amazon, right? I made 700 and some change just from the Amazon thing, from people watching my videos that I would do a review on, from clicking my stuff, and hey, $700 right there. You can also do digital products, coaching calls. You can do crowdfunding, merchandising. And you can have listeners donate money to you if they're like, hey, we like what you're doing. We want to send you like a super chat online or whatever. They can do that on YouTube, which is really, it's nice. Or you can do Patreon. So if somebody wants to get more on like a personal level with you and want like more exclusive content, you can do a Patreon, which is really cool.
Talk a little. I've never heard of a Patreon. What is it exactly?
So a Patreon is like, it's behind a paywall. So say, for instance, you guys are doing this podcast for free, but you want to give like some really juicy, deep content. Like you want to talk about the details of the nasty client that you had. You could talk about that behind the paywall because somebody's going to pay for it, and then you can go deeper. And you can have different tiers of like, you know, entry level is this. The real meat of it, I don't know, it's $50. I don't know. Whatever, you know, however you want to set it up.
Cake Kizzle After Dark.
I was just thinking that. You want to hear what I really think? All the stuff that Trisha won't let me say on the podcast. It's better than OnlyFans. That was the other option.
Baby.
Well, this is a good place to pause. We'll be right back in just a second, and Erica is going to finish putting everything together for us and putting a bow on it.
So you can make some money.
Cha-ching.
What's wrong with me today?
I don't know. You are off today. You are not your usual.
Did you know that over 80% of real estate agents call it quits within their first year in the business? It's a staggering statistic. But at mystarsacademy.com, we're here to change that narrative. Our expert-based training and coaching program caters to both agents and brokers. The Agent Accelerator Program is your key to leveling up your real estate business. Learn how to generate a constant flow of free leads, convert those leads into loyal clients, and keep them coming back for more as repeat business. Our industry experts bring years of proven success to the table and provide one-on-one coaching to help you achieve structure and work-life balance. We'll map out a plan for you to follow, guiding you through the steps to scale and grow both in your business and personal life. Don't become another statistic. Visit mystarsacademy.com and enroll today to pave the way for your future success.
All right, we're happy to be back from the break. Towards the end right there, I was kind of rushing through, you know, the different ways to get monetized, but we were thinking like, no, we need to slow down. This is important.
Okay? I love that.
This is important information. So do you guys have any specific questions about sponsors? Because I know you guys are trying to make some money.
Yeah, so during the break, we were chatting a little bit, and I was just sharing how, like, when we were first starting talking about monetizing, like, I was laser focused on, like, that YouTube. That was it. I was like, we can monetize on, like, I didn't even think of any other platform. But there's different ways you can monetize on different platforms, right? Like, and I know that, like, YouTube has its own, you need this many subscribers, this many watch hours, yada, yada. And I'm sure the other platforms do, too. But the other thing I was thinking is, a little while ago, Dave ran our analytics, and most of our people are listening on, what was it?
Apple.
On Apple. So why is Kylie being a dum-dum and laser focusing on YouTube when most of your people are on Apple?
Well, because I think our generation, it's YouTube, YouTube, YouTube. And so, like, even you were talking about, what was it, in the first episode where you're like, nobody's listening to podcasts. We have that, like, old person mentality, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, nobody's listening over there. But they are, right? And they're wanting to spend money because people like to buy things, but they want to spend their money with people that they trust, right? And so we're out here, we're living our lives, we're sharing our content, we're talking to people, and we're establishing those relationships and those, we're connecting with people. So I know that if I want to go purchase something workout related, I know to reach out to you, Trisha, because you're all about it. And I know that to go purchase, what were those cup things that you told me about, the cup things for the food?
Oh, the 21-day fix container.
Yeah, the 21 fix day.
Like, oh, those are awesome.
Yeah. I've seen those online so many times. I've never purchased them, but because you recommended them, I was like, oh, I trust Trisha. You know, I'm going to go ahead and purchase those. And if you would have had a link, I would have bought them from your link type deal.
I need some affiliate links.
You need to get your Beachbody.
How do you get your – how do you get – here's a great question. So, like, AdSense, how do you set that up?
Great question. You have to go through, I believe it's through Google. You go ahead and set that up. I set mine up a couple years ago thinking that I was going to get monetized very quickly on YouTube because that's just how my brain was processing it. I still have not been monetized on YouTube because I don't have enough watch hours right now because I just wasn't producing the type of content that people were wanting to watch, you know, long term. And so if you want to look that up, you're going to have to look online because things might have changed and I don't want to give you outdated data. But you do, you set that up through Google and then you attach that to your YouTube channel. And then once you get monetized, YouTube will send you a message saying you're able to get monetized. And then they do their thing behind the scenes and then boom, you can start adding ads to your videos. And I can't really talk about that part because I don't have my channel monetized that way. But I was able to monetize it other ways through I have a Jabber sponsorship, and I love Jabber. I've been using them for quite a while before I even reached out to them and said, hey, let me talk about your product, and we can work something out. And it's been a beautiful relationship. And
So how exactly did you do that? Did you go on Jabber's website and just find an email and email them? Like,
yes.
How do people find out how to ask to get sponsored by a company?
So I started just making videos about them and talking about it. So I already had some for free on my channel. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to shoot my shot. So I would just reach out to them probably like every month in their DMs on Instagram. And
DM on Instagram.
On Instagram, because they're active on Instagram, right? And so there's somebody that's monitoring those messages. And so they're going to go ahead. They're going to look at your Instagram. They're going to see what you're about before they probably even respond back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they might say, like, no, not right now. And you'll be like, okay, well, when's a good time to reach back out to you? Or what follower account do I need to be able to have this conversation? And then if you know somebody that is affiliated with that program, DM them. Start talking to them. Start hanging out and be like, hey, I love this product. I would like to have a conversation. And then if the person wants to help you out and if they are a good-hearted, natured person, they'd be like, okay, yeah, let's have a conversation. I can tell you the ins and the outs.
Love that. Not hard at all then.
No. It's just time-consuming, and you just have to want – you got to find a company that is a good fit for you. Like, I get legging companies all the time that reach out to me because I'm technically plus size, and they want me to model their plus-size leggings. I don't like leggings. I don't even own a pair of leggings, so I'm not going to do that, right? You know? And so it's just being, like, smart on what sponsorships that you want to pick for yourself. And the same thing with, like, affiliate links. Because if you put something into your show notes and somebody purchases the item and it's trash, you're the person. You're the person that told them about that. So they're going to come and tell you, like, oh, this product sucks and you told me to buy it.
Yeah, most people are inclined to leave information when they had a bad experience than when they have a good experience. I have noticed that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, digital products. So say, for instance, we were talking about earlier, the media sheet. You know, if we created this and this was something that I created that I just didn't pull off the internet, we could turn this into a digital product and actually sell it. But because this is just like a copy and paste from the internet, what I was talking about earlier, I wouldn't be able to sell this product. But if you create it yourself, and don't steal other people's stuff, because they will find out. Like, it'll come back and you will get sued. Okay, so you don't want to do that. You can also do coaching calls, which I believe you guys do coaching calls. So let me talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so obviously if people are heavily, like if you're in an educational setting, right? Like I'm teaching people about real estate all the time. Like you said, I do a lot of fitness background with both running, CrossFit, nutrition. So I had started because people started asking me, will you coach me? Do you do life coaching? Do you do business coaching? And I never really thought about it before. So I was helping everybody for free, which I don't mind. But obviously, like if I'm going to, I would be able to help you better if I say, okay, Kylie, I'm going to sit down with you from 6 to 7 o'clock. Well, if I'm going to take that entire hour and I'm going to give it to you, then I need to charge for that hour, right? Because I'm going to show up better and you're going to show up better if you have some sort of skin in the game. So if you are in a space where you are constantly teaching and helping and doing those things, it's something that kind of comes organically, I feel like, with that space. And so especially if you've had a journey that you kind of have done online, like, which is what I did. Like I started, you know, in the online arena before I had went through like my fitness journey. Like when I first came on Facebook and Instagram, I was like 220 pounds and only ate frozen products and never worked out a day in my life. Yeah. And wasn't, you know, I'd been in real estate for a long time, but I wasn't really great at it. And I didn't set goals. And I was just, you know, I'm still just a regular person, but I was a very basic regular person. And then I grew all online. So people were like, I see you got from here to here. How do I do that?
Absolutely.
And to show up as my best self for them, having those coaching calls makes it so that I can really sit down and spend some serious time with them and be able to do it on a Zoom or in person or on a call. I like Zoom or in person because then like I can see your face and I can see like how you're responding to this, like your body language and your facial features and do I need to dig a little bit deeper? And I can see that you're engaged, right? Because what I don't want is you pay me, you know, $150 for a coaching call, but then, you know, Kylie, you're with your kids and you're not listening.
She picks on me all all the time, engaged. Erica. She picks on me all the time.
Yeah, but like, number one, if you're not paying, you're probably not going to be engaged.
Yeah.
And that's not a good spend of either of our time. And number two, if you are paying and you're not engaged, then you're going to say, you suck, Trisha, because you're not actually listening and taking notes and taking action on what I talked about. So it's not that I suck, it's that you weren't sitting and actually paying attention and tuned in and intentional about that time together.
It's not that she sucks, you suck, is really what she's saying.
I mean, you know, if we're taking the time and we're intentional together, you're going to do that if you're paying for it. And that's something I learned from Beachbody a lot.
Yeah.
Is when I invested in a program, which was only $120 when I did it. But to me, that $120 might as well have been $2,000, right? So if I'm going to take $2,000 away from my family and put it in this program, which was $120 at the time, I'm going to do absolutely everything it says. Whereas if I sign up for a $9.99 Planet Fitness gym, if I go, I go. If I don't, I don't, right?
$10.
Yeah, it's $10. So you need to think about that, like, on both ends of the spectrum. If you are a consumer that wants to get better at something and be serious about it, you need to make a monetary investment. And if you are a professional and you are giving your time and your expertise, if you don't charge for it, they're not going to engage with it to the level that you're putting into it, probably. Is that helpful?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that totally makes sense. Enough to where it's noticeable. Because like you said, if $100 comes out of your bank account for a year, okay. I mean, this is a privilege outtake, but it's like $100, whatever. Okay. I probably lose that throughout the day. Or not that throughout the day, but, you know, throughout the week.
Yeah.
Lose and change. But if it's $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, like that's a big deal right there. So I do think that's important. So thank you for breaking that down, because I've done coaching with you and I like it, and I wanted to show up. I'm like, I got kids, get out of the house. I need to listen.
Yeah.
Like, this is important.
And you're able to format it too, right? Like, when we did coaching together, it's like, okay, this is going to be our time together. I'm taking notes. I'm seeing you. And then I'm giving you a wrap up after. Like, here are our action steps. Here are my expectations of you before we get on the next phone call. And then when we show up on the next phone call, I say, okay, Erica, how did you do with this? How did you do with this? And I do that with you. And I do that with you. So I've done that with both of you guys. And I've done that when Dave doesn't ask me to or before. So you're welcome.
I love how so chill you are. I feel like the fiery women always have the chill husbands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mine is very chill.
Yeah.
Mine is too.
God, could you imagine if they weren't?
Domestic violence.
That's true. Very true.
All right, moving on.
Oh, I love it so much. So let's really quickly walk through the pros and cons of monetizing. So, lay it on us like that, like what you've experienced as far as things you enjoy, things to look out for, all of that stuff.
One thing that she talked about, the Amazon stuff, like when you guys talked about books, you know, every episode. So I would put that, you know, I'd go on Amazon, I'd get the link to the coupon.
Yeah.
And I put that right in the episode for the YouTube. So
you've been doing that?
Okay. So where's my money?
Where's my money, Brian?
People didn't buy the books.
So that's what I have a video I'll send to you that we can actually link into the link into this episode. I had a her name's Mercedes Gomez. I actually did an interview with her yesterday, but she shows people how to set up their Amazon store so they can do reviews, have the links, and do all the things. So I can send that to you guys. You guys can get set up so you can make some money.
Yes.
So that's really good.
I love it.
And then, because you just want to include those links as much as possible. It's an extra step. It sucks. But then when you see that money coming in, you're like, all right, cool. Now I can allocate this towards this one thing that's a pain point in my business, mm-hmm. right, and make things easier. So then you can produce better content.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day I'll upgrade from my cell phone, you know, one day. But the pros and the cons, I mean, making the money, because money is freedom. I know people are like, oh, money's not everything. It's not, but it does make things easier. Okay?
Preach. Yeah. Yes, right? Lord Jesus, it does.
You can get free products, because sometimes the companies want to send you free products so you can make the video. I'm not a fan of just receiving a free product. I want free product, and I would like some money, because time is money. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's something I'm really a stickler on. And then it opens up a lot of opportunities, like you talked about with Jobber, just from helping people and connecting with people. I got to be on their podcast. They flew me out to Vegas. I stayed in the nicest hotel room I've ever seen in my life. I walked in, walked out. I thought I was in the wrong room.
I love that.
This can't be for me. But it was.
Did Josh go with you?
No, I was all alone.
Girl.
Listen, I love him, but he distracts me because we love to be together, right? And so Erica with her husband is much different than Erica that's by herself and focused. And so
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. We went to the huge convention together. All right, Josh, if you're listening, I'm about to put you on blast. He was supposed to be my camera guy for a presentation that I was doing. He got distracted and started talking to one of my buddies and didn't film. He didn't film me. And I was just very upset with him. We're still married. We moved past it. But I just told him, I said, when I do work stuff, like, I shouldn't have put you in that position to ask you to film knowing that's not what you do. And so that I apologize and I'm going to own up that I shouldn't have put you in that position. So that's how I handled that situation. So when I went to Vegas, I knew I needed to be on. And so I just told him, I said, you can't go. And I do feel bad, like I feel guilty about it, but I was able to take care of business and do what I needed to do. And when I do go back, I am going to take him to that hotel and he's going to be able to experience it.
I like that point that you pointed out too, though, just now, because I get stuck with this with Kylie, with Dave more often than Kylie, where if you do have people that are doing work with you and realistically for you for free, you can't complain a lot about it because I'll be like, why is this red like this? Why is this like this? Why is this like this? Why is this like this? And Dave will be very quiet and very nice about it for a very long time. And yeah. Then he'll be like, well, you can just pay somebody to do it. And that's the thing. Like, if you want it done a specific way, a specific this, a specific that, and you want to be able to say, change this, change this, change this, change this. Why is it like this? Da, 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 da. And it, you want it perfect, then you're going to need to pay for that. So you are either – there's in life, there's always a sacrifice, right? So you're either sacrificing your money, you're sacrificing your time. Hopefully you're not sacrificing your relationships, right?
Yeah, and putting unrealistic expectations on people and not setting them up for success. I've been guilty of doing that before, and my husband, he is so passive and he is so quiet, and I'm so aggressive, and I'll admit it, I'm selfish. It's get out of my way. I got things to do, and I've had to be more aware of it because I want to stay married to him long term, and I want him to like me.
Yeah.
You know, I want when I walk in a room, he's like, hey, babe, instead of being like, peace out, I got to go. See you later. Because we've been through that. You know, we've been together for 12 years, so we've been through the roller coaster. But anyways, let's get back. Let's get back to the cons of monetizing. Deadlines when you have to deal with sponsors, because you know they say that they want this done by a certain time. You have to send over a proof. If they don't like it, you have to redo it, right? And you have to post it when they say. And if you're not an organized person and you're not deleting all of your text messages out and keeping things organized, you know, they're emailing you like, hey, where is your video? And you're like, oh, I uploaded it, but it's on private. You know, might have done that a couple times, you know, and so that kind of stinks. And then you catch yourself chasing the views because you're so worried, like, if I don't get these views, they're going to drop me. So now you're doing things for the views, and then it takes the love, it takes the passion out of it. And for me, like, I'm such an authentic person. My audience immediately knows, like, girl, you're not into that. That's not you. And so noticing that. And then you have to watch what you say, you know.
This is why we actually have no sponsorship.
The whole table looks at Kylie. All eyes on Kylie.
Literally, if you cannot see us right now, everybody just looked directly at me, and I explained this is why we don't have sponsorships. I'm going to Patreon. That sounds like that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, and so if the values don't align with the sponsors, then they can drop you, and so you just have to be careful. It's like Andy Frisella. He talks about he don't have sponsors because he don't want nobody to tell him what the beep to do.
No, he doesn't, but he will tell you about some First Form energy drinks. Yes, he will.
You know what? They do such a good job, though. That's the thing. Like, with First Form, when you buy one of Andy Frisella's products, I will say, like, he doesn't need sponsors because the way he does his business, he does it right. Like, I buy something from him, I get a handwritten note from them. Like, it's very seldom you buy a product and you get a handwritten note with it, right?
And it's not from him directly.
Some of the things you buy are from him, or if you buy a certain price point, it is signed from him. And if it's not, it's signed from somebody in his realm. So like there was one time where I bought a ton of products and it was a handwritten card from him. There was a time where I just bought like his book and it was like a handwritten note from somebody in his organization. So it depends on like the level of how much you did. And when I buy, when I bought my first big calendar, they called me from Jesse Itzler's organization. They actually called me on the phone and were like, did you get your calendar?
That's amazing.
Need any help with it? So, I mean, that goes a long way. If you are pushing products, which is on your stuff, like those little touches. When I buy Spanx from Sarah Blakely, which is Jesse Itzler's wife, they also come with a handwritten note. They are in a beautiful package with a ribbon and like you're actually opening a present.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. So. And that makes you want to see the passion.
Yeah.
Right there. You had the passion. So
it's
when you.
It's the experience. Yeah. It's not technically about the product. It's about the experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
same
true.
Same thing with iPhones. That's why the package is made the way it is. It's like slow to open it up.
The
everything,
drop.
Everything is like real technical just for that same experience. So you just like. You're opening a present. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, you feel fancy. You want to do it with pinkies up.
Right.
And we'll all pay that $1,000 for that iPhone. We don't care.
I mean, you all will. I certainly will not be doing that. Android for life.
Well. Listen, I run my whole podcast off my iPhone. Yeah. iPhone, baby.
I'm not mad at you because I rock a $75 Motorola right now, and there's a reason why we don't do my podcast off of my phone.
No, that's dope. I wish I could, but. I don't.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah,
it's all good. We're moving on up. We're leveling up one step at a time.
One product at a time.
One thing at a time. We're all doing the best we can with what we have.
I like that.
It's Trisha. I will credit her for that. Every time I'm having a pity party, like every once in a while, she will take off her Trisha hat and she will put on her graceful hat and she'll be like, listen, I know I ride you really hard because I can. Because you're an easy target, okay?
Because she's the only one that won't cry and quit on me.
No, I don't. I don't do tears over this kind of stuff. Life, there's so many more important things than getting yelled at by your boss. But there are days where I'm just like, everything's a mess. Everything is crazy. And she's like, listen, we're all doing the best we can with what we have. Just do the next most important thing and then do the next thing. And then you can go to bed if you want to. Literally, what's the one thing you told me one day? Because I was like, I have to. She was like, you literally don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay your taxes. You don't have to take care of your kids. You don't have to get out of bed. She's like, but then you're going to end up in jail and someone's going to come take your kids and you're going to get kicked out of your house because you don't have a job. Pick your heart. And I was mean, like, this is what life coaching with Trisha is like,
Pastor
heads up.
Pastor Stephen Furtick did a message, and he's like, listen, at the end of the day, when we all die, everybody says the same thing. Where's the chicken? Like, that's it. Like, you die, they have a funeral, you go to a dinner, everybody says, where's the chicken? And the world keeps freaking spinning. And that takes the pressure off of you because you don't have to do anything. You don't have to launch this podcast. You don't have to get that sponsor video out. If you don't, you might not get paid, but it's not a have to. Like, all of the stress and the anxiety we put on ourselves is self-imposed. So if you kind of take that off of you, like, well, if I don't speak on stage, they'll send somebody else out to fill in my spot. It kind of takes that pressure off, and you can kind of enjoy things a little more. And that's why I do that.
Oh, I like that. But listen, if you do got deadlines with your sponsors.
Do that-ish.
They will drop your butt.
Due to that contract that you signed, I'd move that up in the list.
That is the most important thing you need to do today. And maybe your kids just get a snack pack for the
day. Do you know how many times a month my kids eat instant oatmeal for supper or like a peanut butter and jelly?
They probably love it.
Yeah.
They do. Because, I mean, I'll try to feed them normal, healthy things, and they'll be like, I don't want this. And I'm like, I'm not a restaurant, yo. Like, you're 8 and you're going to be 10. Like,
oh, they're fine.
That's why God made Uncrustables and applesauce pouches.
Here and the baby just follows behind whoever has food, begging bites. So it's fine. Everybody lives. It's great. Right.
All right, cool. No, this was awesome. I think we got some really good information out there. Do you guys have any questions before we wrap this one up?
I'm good. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
I'm in that brain space. You know, when you have a really good conversation, I'm like, so I need to go do a brain dump, and then we'll probably organize it later.
Well, and that's one thing we didn't touch on that was in our notes that I think is also important and helpful is doing a content calendar. So getting everything out of your brain. This was one of the first things we did when we set up our podcast. We're kind of going back to episode one. You're listening to episode two right now. So if you didn't listen to episode one, make sure you go back and hear that, because that's all the steps to set up your actual podcast.
Yeah.
And one of the things we had to do, whether you're a solo or you're a duo or a trio or whatever, get all of your ideas out in a brain dump and then do a content calendar, because that's just so helpful, especially in the beginning when you have all the ideas yes. for all the shows, to be able to list them all out and then reference back to them as you're going month by month. So we, like me and Kylie said throughout the show, or maybe it was on the break, we batch create. So we once a month, we do all four of all of our shows. So we put out a show every Thursday. So once a month, we get together and we write our episodes. And then once a month, we get together and we record all of our episodes. And we change our clothes in between episodes. So we'll be wearing this, and then we finish episode one, and then we go change our clothes, and then we do episode two. And we probably don't need to do that, because we only have, like, I don't know, 400 subscribers right now. But you're welcome, 400 subscribers. It looks like we're showing up different for you every day.
No, it's all the same day.
But having a content calendar is really helpful, and success leaves clues. So if you have a banger episode, don't be afraid to do a similar one the following year. Like, every January we talk about goals, because yeah. guess what? You sometimes need to remember what you heard last year again.
Absolutely.
No, I love that. I don't badge out my content, and my mental health shows it. I do want to get better about batching out, but I also want to save room for, like, the trending twerking videos and stuff like that. You know, make sure you got. We have to.
We're twerking now.
Well, maybe you could be, you might
stay tuned. That's what's going to be on Patreon. Listen, I'll tell you what.
Sometimes you got to have variety in your content. You know, you got to have something for the new viewers and stuff for the you know. The loyal viewers, okay?
You're saying I should allow Kylie to write more episodes. This is how we end up in tinfoil hats on the episode. Listen. Literal tinfoil hats.
There's enough tinfoil to go around, B. Let me tell you that right now.
You could have Kylie's segment to where you're like, all right, listen at your own discretion, and then have the section, and then be like, all right, come back at this timestamp if you don't want to wear your tinfoil hat.
Well, speaking of that, if you are on the Elite Life podcast platform, remember that we drop new episodes every Thursday. And Erica, where can they find you and your podcast?
Everywhere. You can just type in the Scoop podcast with, you have to say with Erica Krupen, because there's a lot of Scoop podcasts. I'm going to pop up on Apple, Amazon, Audible, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the places.
Google.
Beautiful.
Google, thank you.
That's where I hear you.
Yes.
At the gym.
All right, you guys, and until next time, bye.
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 That was awesome.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.